From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
The news first, the headlines. Indonesian president emphasized common responsibility between Indonesia and Australia. Biden calls on Hamas to accept ceasefire by Ramadan. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian President Joko Widodo met Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese at the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre, MCEC, in Melbourne, Australia on Tuesday. At the meeting, Joko Widodo emphasized the commitment of Indonesia and Australia to strengthen strategic cooperation in the Indo-Pacific region. He also invited Prime Minister Albanese to strengthen cooperation to improve diplomatic relations, which have lasted for 75 years.
Perdana Menteri Albanese, saya senang dapat berkunjung kembali ke Australia, dan Australia adalah mitra strategis Indonesia dan mitra strategis ASEAN di kawasan Indo-Pasifik, kawasan tempat kita, dan dalam nanti berbagi masa depan serta tanggung jawab bersama untuk menjaga stabilitas.
Prime Minister Albanese, I'm happy to be able to visit you again. Australia is a strategic partner for Indonesia and ASEAN in the Indo-Pacific region, a region where we share the future as well as the shared responsibility of maintaining its stability.
Dan di 75 tahun hubungan diplomatik kita, mari kita terus perkuat kerjasama dan kolaborasi.
And in the 75 years of our diplomatic ties, let us continue to strengthen cooperation and collaboration.
President Joko Widodo conveyed four main points to strengthen bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and Australia, including the importance of cooperation in the financial services sector and announcing plans to open state banks of Indonesia's BNI representative office in Sydney. President Joko Widodo also highlighted the importance of expanding market access to create a more balanced trade. Besides Albanese, the president also met New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon and Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet. Indonesian President Joko Widodo emphasized the importance of cooperation between ASEAN and Australia ahead of the 50th anniversary of the partnership between the two countries, which falls this year. In a written statement from the Indonesian Presidential Secretariat received by Voice of Indonesia when addressing the plenary session of the ASEAN-Australia Special Summit in Melbourne on Wednesday, the President explained that ASEAN and Australia share a region where stability, peace and prosperity become the shared goals and responsibility. That is in the context of Australia as the oldest dialogue partner, strategic comprehensive partner and liaison partner within the Pacific region for ASEAN. The president stated that ASEAN is predicted to become a global economic power and be ranked fourth globally by 2040. Ambassador of Saudi Arabia to Indonesia, Faisal Abdullah El Amoudi, released food package assistance for Indonesia on Tuesday. The program was initiated by the King Salman Center for Social and Humanitarian Assistance, KS Relief, in collaboration with the National Zakat Agency, Basnas. The assistance consisted of 7,965 packages of food necessities worth 1 million rupiah for each package and was distributed in Jakarta, Banten, West Java, and Central Java. The assistance distributed by KS Relief for this humanitarian action is part of the direction of King Salman's government, servant of the two holy mosques, especially to help people in need ahead of the blessed month of Ramadan. On the same occasion, Chairman of Basnas Nur Ahmad stated that the program was the third aid done in collaboration with Basnas and the KS Relief. Apart from food aid packages, KS Relief also donated 200 kilograms of dates and 400 copies of the Islamic holy book Al-Quran with Braille alphabet. Special Senior Advisor to the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Dian Triansyahyani said that ongoing conflict have deteriorated the situation in developing countries amid the climate crisis due to the diversions of financing. As he explained at the Mandiri Investment Forum in Jakarta on Tuesday, that Indonesia has campaigned for the interests of developing countries at several international forums, especially during its leadership of the G20 and ASEAN. According to him, this has been part of the Indonesian government attempt to build collaboration among all countries to create a better world. With its free and active foreign policy, Yani said that Indonesia will remain a non-aligned country amid various ongoing conflicts, including the economic conflicts between the United States and China. Let's move on to the international news, where U.S. President Joe Biden called on Hamas on Tuesday to accept a Gaza ceasefire deal by the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, while the Palestinian group warned talks for a truce and hostage release cannot go on indefinitely. As reported by AFP, Biden warned Hamas to agree to a Gaza Strip truce by Ramadan, which begins early next week after his top diplomat Antony Blinken urged it to accept an immediate ceasefire. The U.S. urged Israel last week to allow Muslims to worship at the Flashpoint Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem during Ramadan. However, he did not elaborate further. Meanwhile, as famine threatens Gazans, U.S. and Jordanian planes again airdrop food aid into the territory in a joint operation with Egypt and France. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has expressed deep concerns about the humanitarian conditions in Gaza, while the World Health Organization has reported children dying of starvation in two northern Gaza's hospitals. Envoys from Hamas and United States have been meeting Qatari and Egyptian mediators in Cairo for negotiations over a six-week truce. The exchange of thousands of remaining hostages for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners and the flow of aid to Gaza Strip. Military spokesperson of Yemen's Houthi group Yahya Sari says that the Yemeni armed forces carried out an operation targeting two American warship destroyers in the Red Sea. As reported by AFP, Yahya in a press statement on Tuesday threatened to expand their operation against all hostile targets to support the Palestinians. The naval forces, missile forces, and air forces of the Yemeni armed forces, with the help of Allah Almighty, carried out a qualitative military operation in which they targeted two American warship destroyers in the Red Sea. The operation was carried out with a number of naval missiles and drones. In the statement, Yahya claimed that their forces' action is in response to the calls of the Yemenis to provide support and assistance to the Palestinian people who are being subjected to Israeli aggressions. On the same day, the U.S. military said that American forces shot down three drones and missiles fired towards a destroyer ship in the Red Sea. There are no injuries or damage to the ship. South Korean police on Wednesday called in a doctor for questioning, the first to be summoned in connection with a mass walkout by junior medics, which has plunged hospitals into chaos. As reported by AFP, the chief spokesperson of the Korean Medical Association's KMA, Ju Soo-ho, has been accused as aiding and abetting the protests and appeared at the Seoul Metropolitan Police for questioning on Wednesday. Joe said the doctor's protest was non-violent and urged the government to renounce its stubbornness and negotiate. The Wednesday questioning is the first police probe into any medical personnel in connection with the ongoing walkouts by the young doctors. Previously, thousands of trainee doctors quit and stopped working some 2 weeks ago to protest against government plans to increase medical schools admissions to help deal with the country's fast-aging society. Listen on, now let's move on to commentary for today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled Indonesia-Australia Relations Over Time. On his visit to Australia to attend the ASEAN-Australia Special Summit, Indonesian President Joko Widodo had the opportunity to hold a bilateral meeting with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in Melbourne on Tuesday. As quoted by the Indonesian Presidential Secretariat's official statement, 4 points were discussed at the meeting. First, the President welcomed the two countries' cooperation development, including the signing of Memoranda of Understanding in several fields. Examples are electric vehicle collaboration, cooperation between Nusantara Capital City Authority with Australia's National Capital Authority, and the State Bank of Indonesia BNI branch opening in Sydney. Second, President Joko Widodo highlighted the importance of expanding market access to create more balanced trade. The President also welcomes permits to import beef and cattle from Australia. Third, the President is excited about Indonesia's popularity as the destination for Australian students in the new Colombo Plan scheme. He invites more young Australians to visit and study in Indonesia, especially about Indonesian culture and language. Finally, President Joko Widodo thanked Australia for its support during Indonesia's chairmanship in ASEAN last year. He hoped that cooperation as well as infrastructure and energy projects execution would continue. The President also welcomed the launch of the Southeast Asia Economic Strategy to 2040. As President Joko Widodo said, diplomatic relations between the two countries have a long history spanning 75 years. Indonesia and Australia have felt the relations' ups and downs. As a supporter of Indonesian independence, Australia was the first to send its diplomatic mission to Indonesia. However, the two nations have also experienced downturns in relations, such as during the Indonesia-Malaysia confrontation in the 1960s and the separation of East Timor from Indonesia in 1999. History proves that relations between these closest neighboring countries always find ways to restore and enhance their good relations. Australia is the largest country in the Pacific as well as Indonesia in Southeast Asia. Therefore, good relations between the two are critical to regional stability. In other words, Australia and Indonesia are responsible for regional stability. And listeners, that was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Let's begin today in history with March 6, 1952, which marks the anniversary of Army Strategic Reserve Command, or KOSTRAC. It was formed on March 6, 1961, namely 1st Army Corps, or Army General Reserve. As the youngest unit, Army Strategic Reserve Command is the core strength of the Mandala Command, or Trikora Operation, or Liberation of West Irian. Then it changed its name to Army Strategic Reserve Command in 1963. Major General Suharto, who later became Indonesian president, was the first person to serve as commander of the command. We move on to March 6, 1964, in which American boxer Cassius Clay changed his name to Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali is known as a legend and the greatest world boxing athlete of all time. Born in 1942, Ali, who was only 18 years old, had already won a gold medal at the 1960 Summer Olympics. In 1961, Ali tried to join the Nation of Islam, which required all of its members change any associated names to slavery. For Ali, his previous name, Cassius Clay, was a name associated with the slave trade. On March 6, 1964, Cassius Clay announced to the world that he would use the new name Muhammad Ali instead of Cassius Clay. We end today in history with March 6, which is observed annually as World Conservation Strategy Day. World Conservation Strategy Day commemorates the release of a document entitled World Conservation Strategy on March 6, 1980. This document was introduced by the United Nations Environmental Program, together with the World Wildlife Fund and the International Union for Conservation of Nature. 31 countries signed the World Conservation Strategy document. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Rasa hatiku yang membesar.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia highlights Indonesia and Australia trade cooperation supports Indonesia's Golden Future 2045. Indonesia plays an important role in regional trade and cooperation, representing more than 50% of ASEAN's economy and population. This was stated by the Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, when meeting with Indonesian and Australian business actors in the Business Dialogue and Reception at the Park Hyatt, Melbourne, Australia on Tuesday, March 5. Coordinating Minister Airlangga said, Indonesia is a country with a vast island economy and located at the heart of global trade routes, with a demographic bonus placing Indonesia as the gateway to ASEAN. In the Business Dialogue and Reception, Coordinating Minister Airlangga said Australia has and will always be an important partner for Indonesia. According to him, in 2023, Australia will be ranked 10th out of 168 countries investing in Indonesia. The minister also reminded Indonesia's vision as a high-income country in the next 20 years. In this case, strengthening cross-border economic integration is considered important in Indonesia's growth strategy. Airlangga said Indonesia opened access discussions with the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development and the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, accelerate the agreement with the European Union. Furthermore, Coordinating Minister Airlangga said the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, together with the KADIN, or Indonesia's Chamber of Commerce, and Australian business partners, are encouraging stronger collaboration in important sectors. Airlangga Hartarto added, increasing the capacity of micro, small and medium enterprises, cooperation in the supply chain of important minerals, utilization of maritime resource potential and development of the Archipelago Capital Project are also the focus of cooperation. The Business Dialogue and Reception Forum was organized by KADIN Indonesia in collaboration with the Business Council of Australia, Indonesia-Australia Business Council, Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and Fitzpatrick Advisors with the theme Embrace the Future to bring together the main stakeholders of the two countries. That was My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Terima kasih. era berbahaya. Oper ke sini, oper ke sana sekarang. Kini kita rebut bola sendiri, sendiri. Bawa bolamu sendiri, tak ada yang akan dapat menjangkaumu lagi. Masukkan bola sekarang ke dalam keranjang. Lepaskan hantaman, hantaman, hantam. Hidup di lapangan dengan penuh kejujuran. Lepaskan bola ke dalam keranjang. Tong nombok, tong nombok, tong. Melompat, melayang. Sudah saatnya sekarang. Lepaskan bola ke dalam keranjang. Tong nombok, tong nombok, tong.
VOI listeners, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Penuh River or Sungai Penuh that may not be so familiar to your ears. However, thereupon we can find a place called Kahyangan Hill. Sungai Penuh Regency in Jambi Province, Indonesia is surrounded by green hills and the fertile Kerinci Valley. It is not surprising that Sungai Penuh is a district whose a lot of tourism attractions are interesting to visit. Listener, Kahyangan Hill is one of tourism destinations that you can visit. It offers a stunning view of a series of hills and has a height of around 2,000 meters above sea level, with temperatures reaching 20 degrees Celsius. This hill, which directly shares a border with the Kerinci Seblat National Park, is situated at Binakarya Village in Sungai Banyak and has quite complete facilities such as huts, gazebos, toilets, a large parking area, and many others. Even though it's far from downtown of Sungai Penuh Regency, this place is a good one for visitors to relieve their fatigue. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today from Voice of Indonesia.
tampilanku juga rupa aku selengean. Memang cara hidupku tak teratur, pengangguran
atau orang sih.
Tapi ku yakin dia bahagia karena dia mawar merahku.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is di Bandung, which means in Bandung. So stay tuned. We are going to present to you a conversation entitled Berapa Lama, which means how long. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia and a museum guide at the Asia Africa Conference Museum. Chris responded the explanation of the guide about the time period of the Asia Africa Conference. Let's listen to the conversation.
Pada tahun 1955, di gedung ini diselenggarakan konferensi Asia Afrika. Konferensi tersebut dihadiri pemimpin dari 29 negara.
Berapa lama konferensi itu diselenggarakan?
Selama 7 hari, dari tanggal 18 hingga 24 April.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Berapa lama konferensi itu diselenggarakan? Berapa lama konferensi itu diselenggarakan? Which means how long was the conference held? Berapa lama, which means how long? Konferensi itu, which means the conference. Diselenggarakan, which means to be held. Konferensi Asia Afrika, which means Asia Africa Conference. Dihadiri, which means to be attended. Pemimpin, which means leaders. 29 negara, which means 29 countries. Selama 7 hari, which means for 7 days. Tanggal 18 hingga 24 April. Tanggal 18 hingga 24 April, which means from April 18 to the 24th. In the conversation, you hear the question, berapa lama konferensi itu diselenggarakan? Berapa lama konferensi itu diselenggarakan? Which means, how long was the conference held? In the question, there is a question word, berapa lama? Berapa lama? Which means how long, which is used to ask about the time period of the conference. To ask about a time period, you can use the question word berapa lama, which means how long, followed by an activity, such as in this case, konferensi itu diselenggarakan, which means the conference was held. Let's listen to the other examples of using the question word berapa lama, which means how long, to ask about time period. Berapa lama kamu akan tinggal di sini? Berapa lama kamu akan tinggal di sini? Which means how long will you stay here? Berapa lama perjalanan dari Bandung ke Jakarta? Berapa lama perjalanan dari Bandung ke Jakarta? Which means how long does it take from Bandung to Jakarta? The Asia-Africa Conference in 1955 was followed up by holding the Asia-Africa Summit. It was held in 2005 in Jakarta and Bandung, West Java, to coincide with the 50th anniversary of the Asia-Africa Conference. Meanwhile, the 2015 Asia-Africa Summit held in Jakarta and Bandung to coincide with the 60th anniversary of the Asia-Africa Conference. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Pada tahun 1955, di gedung ini diselenggarakan Konferensi Asia Afrika. Konferensi tersebut dihadiri pemimpin dari 29 negara.
Berapa lama konferensi itu diselenggarakan?
Selama 7 hari, dari tanggal 18 hingga 24 April.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from South Sulawesi entitled Tome Pare. The song Tome Pare was composed by J.K. Parantean. The lyrics tell people of Toraja who are harvesting paddy in the valley and hill. Many people are walking into rice fields to harvest happily. Meanwhile, a shepherd is joking and playing gladly, waiting for the harvest. All the people look happy while harvesting the paddy. Alright, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from South Sulawesi, Indonesia, entitled Tome Pare by J.K. Parantean. Happy listening!
Of Indonesia.
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.